Lioncrest Publishing presents The Mystery of You. Freedom is closer than you think. Written and read by Emilio Diaz Barroso. To all my teachers. Introduction. Is this it? Who am I? Well, I'm me. Reasonable answer. But did this me really appear when I was born? And will it totally disappear when I die? Is that it? Is all of life really about this character doing what it does and then dying? There has to be more to this. From an early age, I was taught what things were and my place in the world. I started trying on masks and believing what I was told about who I was. I learned to label things and impose a filter on top of my direct experience of reality. My open and curious mind began the process of closing down and subscribing to beliefs and conclusions about everything. What started as a wonder became known as a crayon, which then had a utility. To color things with names and to try and stay within the lines. In trying to make sense out of the world, a little of that awe and creativity got replaced by a desire to conform. Somewhere deep down, however, I knew there was more. I sensed there was a deeper meaning to all of it. What was nudging me, and I believe is calling all of us, is what gives birth to those sporadic existential questions of existence. The kind of questions you ask while looking up at the stars, and that, if you're anything like me, you eventually dismiss in order to come back to reality. Most of us have trained ourselves to turn back from that deep existential inquiry because the enormity and mystery of it can be overwhelming. Somewhere in there, however, there is a part of us that's ready to embark on that adventure, the one that takes us down the rabbit hole that will challenge everything we take for granted. There's another part of us, however, that is very scared. We can call that part the ego. It's not a bad guy. It's simply deeply invested in control and very committed to what's known. This book is a bit of a roadmap. It's not a roadmap that will give you the answers, but rather one that will help you navigate the inner dynamics of both of those parts, the one that is longing for wonder and the one that is coloring inside the lines. The treasure to be discovered in this journey is not a possession, but an unraveling of the old ways that awakens our capacity to live from a completely new orientation of being. This experience of being is not a result of getting the happiness or joy we were taught to pursue as children. It includes that joy and happiness, but it's so much bigger than that. We can actually stop chasing peace as something to be achieved and begin to recognize it as a foundation from which we live. When we are residing in this inner sanctuary, we recognize our okayness even in the middle of the busyness and chaos of daily life, because we're actually awake to a much larger aperture of existence. The treasure is that we get to live the fullness of who we are because our freedom and well-being are no longer conditioned by external circumstances. Our lives then become an expression of our deepest values. What I am pointing to is not simply a path to become more self-aware, which is fine, but also one that can collapse the entire framework of the egoic identity. In the chapters that follow, we'll explore how to navigate this from both a psychological and spiritual perspective. These two approaches represent the dynamic balance of who we are and who we are becoming. In other words, we get to grow, heal, and become more self-aware, and also gain the recognition that we were never broken. We will examine how our outdated conditioning shows up at the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual levels, and explore a number of valuable tools and techniques that help release the unnecessary baggage that we've been compiling along the way. Everything you are about to read should be considered descriptive rather than prescriptive. This is an account of the transformation that I've witnessed in myself and others, not a book about scientific facts or metaphysical theories. The last thing I am trying to do is impose a new set of beliefs on anyone. I simply want to show what's possible and how this unraveling of misunderstandings tends to unfold. I encourage you to approach the journey with your own heartfelt sincerity. Only you can decide and really know what resonates for you and what doesn't. Developing a capacity to discern between resistance and dissonance, something that feels off, allows us to champion our own choices. Ultimately, your greatest compass is a deep commitment to what is true for you. Most of the self-realization or spiritual books I have read over the years were written by teachers or gurus. I am neither. I have, however, committed a large part of my life to this inner exploration, and I've never been happier. This book is my journey of becoming. Bruce's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?